only for Eidus Nogei to an Isha, like we just said. Like Rashi says, Loimal Isha Meis Balchot. Tell a lady, a wife, that a husband was Meis. Here the Rabbonim were Meikel, that Kilobah Rabbonim is Shemiguna, that the Isha should not stay in the Guna, but should not know if a husband was Meis, so she won't be able to get married. So the Rabbonim were Meikel. I, the Chur, Tanisi, the Raisa, how could it be Meikel? The Teratim were called the Mekadish, or that the Rabbonim Mekadish. When you make Kedushim mitchilo, it was only Amanah to Rabbonim, Anicha with this Kedushim. In such a case later, when the husband gets lost, and we don't know if he's Meis or not, and an Eidech comes and tells us that he's Meis, so the Rabbonim were Meikel, and the Rabbonim like took away the Kedushim. So in the case of Eidus Isha, to tell us that the husband died, the Rabbonim believed in Eidech, who adin, the Rabbonim believed in Eid Mipi Eid, even though you didn't see him die, you heard over from somebody else, that's also kosher. For mashmu, all other Eidus, though, you don't believe in Eid Mipi Eid. For the Gemara, though, we boil you. Eid Mipi Eid, the Eidus Bechor Mao. What's going to be the loch of Eid Mipi Eid, again to a Bechor? The loch of a Bechor is, a Drash and Eidus Bechor, means Bechor Biyat Kain, a Bechor of a Behemoth, that Yisrael gave to a Kohen. A locher is, it's a korban, and the Kohen's supposed to be makron agavi hamizbeach. What about if it gets a mum? When it gets a mum, then the locher is, the Kohen's allowed to eat it, it lies like nichsei Kohen. So zach shash mit rabbonon, every time a Kohen has a bechor, and he tells us now they got a mum there, we're afraid maybe he himself made the mum, and that's an issue to rise, you're not allowed to make a mum to a bechor. So we don't let the Kohen eat the bechor mum, unless he brings aidas to say that the mum happened before when it was by the Yisrael. Rashi. If the Yisrael gave a Kohen a Bechor that was Shalom without a Mum, and now a Mum happened by the Kohen, we're afraid the Kohanim will be Matlam Mum in the Bechor. He's not Nemon to say the Mum came by itself. He has to bring Adim. There's only a chumrah with the Rabbonin, and the Rabbonin will make it to believe in Isha. Even an Isha, even though an Isha is always possible Eidus, but for this Eidus to say that she saw that the mum happened by itself and not that the Kohen made the mum, we believed in Isha. So that's called Eidus LeBechorah. The Kohen has to have Eidus that when the mum came on, the Bechorah came by itself and not like we choshed that the Kohen did it himself. So this is a din the Rabbonin will make it to believe in Isha, who are din an Eidech or his Neman. So now we have a Shalom, what about an Eid Mipiyei? You didn't see it yourself, that the mum happened by itself. You heard it over from your friend. Can you say this now in Bezdin or not? It's not the Shailu. Again, Iboy Lihu. Eid mi piye li eidus bechor mahu. Ravami asked. Ravami says no. Rabbonu warned Mekel eid mi piye. Only by eidus isha. Ravasi shor. Ravasi said no. And this eidus also will Mekel. Omele Ravami the Ravasi. Fert Ravami to Ravasi. I bought ton of the price before said. Bought ton of the veimanasya. Ein eid mi piye kosher. It says clear that one aid that hears from another aid is not kosher. El only aidis isha vavad. Mashm, that's the only case. Only when you're saying aidis for an isha. Mishur miguna kilobar aboron to tell her her husband died. And the Gemara emo li aidis sher isha ksher lo. The brisa doesn't mean only that one case. It means any time the rabbanu will makel to believe in isha for the aidis who are there in the rabbanu will makel believe in aid mipi aid. Yeah. Sher isha ksher lo. Yeah. It's only in the case when Isha is believed, whether Rabbonu Mekel to believe in Eid Mipiyed. So Mela, since a Bechor, by Bechor, and Isha is Neman, who would in Eid Mipiyed is also kosher. Rabbi Rav Yemer, Asher, Eid Mipiyed, the Bechor. He was also Machsher. He said it's kosher. You can believe in Eid Mipiyed that the Bechor, Mum, came by itself. Kori Alei Mereimer, Yemer, Shor, Bechor. They called Amareima, they called him at the name to say, Yemar, you're a Matri and Bechorist, you're too Mekel. It sounded like they held it was Osir. So suddenly he was Mekel, they like made fun of him. So the more of a name, Lovisim Zayin, Vehilcha saw Eid Mi Piyed Kosher Bechor, as well as Allah Kataka. That it's Kosher, Eid Mi Piyed is Kosher by Bechor. He's not only by Eid, it's Isha, but any time the Rabbonim believed in Isha, we believe in Eid Mi Piyed. Right, chalas dvash. So the Mishnah says now, if you have a squashed beehive from before Shabbos and the honey is coming out, you're allowed to drink the honey on Shabbos. Even though in Mishnah Reb Lez was machmir, but kopon and kote chom though it's mutter. So Timorah ki osi ravoishia manadoi. Ravoishia came from manadoi. Also he came viaisi masnisa biyodi. He bought a brice in his hands. And the brice said like this. Zeisim viyanovim. If you have olives and grapes, Shariska near Shabbos, that you squeeze them out from Erev Shabbos, you should know. So you started to squeeze them before Shabbos. The Yotzu, Miyatzmon, and now the juice
keeps on coming out on Shabbos is Asurim. You know it's awesome. That's how the Tanakhama. But the Rav is Rav Lezer and Rav Shimon are both matter that you're allowed to drink this juice when it comes out. Why? Since you started to squeeze it out before Shabbos, so now even if you squeeze it on Shabbos, still there's no Issa D'Raisa. Therefore, we're more makel to say that when the juice comes out by itself, you're allowed to drink the juice. Even though on regular grapes, if it first starts to be squashed out on Shabbos by itself, it's also to drink the juice. Because there we're afraid maybe you come to squeeze it metchil on Shabbos. But here that it was started to be squashed, it was started before Shabbos, it's mutter even if it comes out on Shabbos. So the fact Yomar Amar Rabbi Yosef, Gavra Yisrael Rosal Hashminim, like what's the chiddush of this brayso over our Mishnah? What are you telling me a chiddush? It's the same halacha, it says by the Mishnah, by a beehive. Since it started to be pressed, to be squeezed before Shabbos, we say the juice that comes out on Shabbos, the honey, you're allowed to drink. So it's the same halacha for beehives as grapes. Omalei Abayas, at the Abayas name, is no tzushtel. Tuva Kamashmas, tell me a big chiddush this brayso. Dima Mastis, if you only hear the chiddush from the Mishnah, by a beehive, by honey, have a min hosimu, timikoro, oichel, ulubsoif oichel. Hey, squeezing out a beehive, midraisa, there's no issa. Because the beehive, the honey inside before was called an oichel, and honey is still called an oichel. It's honey is not called a mashka. So there's no issa in a pharmac, it's not called you creating a mashka from an oichel. So it's only issa midrabonin. So the Rabbonans, I'll tell you, since you started to squeeze it before Shabbos, Avad the Rabbonan will make all, you're allowed to eat the honey, even though it comes up now on Shabbos. Ma'ashenke, Naval Hocha, this rice is a tremendous chiddush. Hocha, the Mikoro Uchla. Here we're talking about the grapes were riskon before Shabbos. Now grapes, Metchila, grape is called a Meichel. Ulev Seif, later when the juice comes out, it's Zichel called a Mashka. So, hey, Maloy, I would think even though you started to squeeze them before Shabbos, and the juice started to come out. But I call upon him now, when the juice comes out on Shabbos, we should make a gzera. You can't drink the juice, because maybe you come to squeeze out the grapes metchila, which will be in Yisrael Yeraisam, Kamash Malon, that's a tremendous chiddush, just price, we don't make such a gzera. As we say that, since these grapes were riskon, were squashed from before Shabbos, and now the juice is coming out, we say that we're not gzera, maybe you come to squeeze out fresh grapes. Fresh grapes, we're not afraid to squeeze out. Elamai, you go to squeeze out these grapes. Since these grapes were riskon before Shabbos, it's not a nisa d'raisa anyway. It's only with the rabbonin. So that's gzera l'gzera the rabbonin didn't make. Yeah, right, we'll stop here. Yeah, zok the mishnah baita. Kol shebo b'cham min mir Shabbos. Anything that came into hot water before Shabbos, which means that it was cooked before Shabbos, as any food that was cooked, and pusha, this means it was cooked cold zorkon, it was cooked as edible to eat, even though some of us should learn it's enough that it was cooked k'maychol ben d'risoy, that's like halfway finished, but the partial halacha is it has to be cooked, completely cooked before Shabbos, is the halacha shorin oisun b'chamin b'Shabbos. You're allowed to soak it in hot water in a clear rishon on Shabbos, because ein bishel acha bishel. Since it was cooked before Shabbos, you are allowed again to put it into a clear rishon, let it even soak longer on Shabbos. So Rashi calls Shabbos b'chamin klaymish in his bashel. If it was cooked before Shabbos, is sharon noisei b'chamin. You're allowed to let it soak now on Shabbos in hot water. Kedei she'eni muach. What's the purpose of it? That it should get so like dissolved in hot water. We'll see in the Gemara what the purpose of this was for. So the Mishnah v'chol shaloi bo b'chamin mi'era Shabbos. Anything that was not cooked before Shabbos, Rashi could go in bosa yovish, a dried meat. That people could eat it raw, but it wasn't cooked before Shabbos. Is the halacha on Shabbos? It's not mukse, because within the Gemara some people could eat it. Is madichin oisay b'chamin. You're allowed to just dip it into hot water b'Shabbos, but you're not allowed to let it soak in hot water. So drashim madichin oisay, you could dip it into hot water. V'loy yamrina, we do not say zehu bishulay. This is its bishul. This is the way you cook it. Elo avoloi sherman, but you're not allowed to let it soak in hot water. So the halacha, what it means is, you can't let it soak in a klirishon, because the klirishon is mevashel. A klirishon means, if you have the hot water that was cooked on the fire, even though now you take the pot off the fire, because the man that water is yatza letis boy, it's like hot, like at least 110 degrees, it could be mevashel. So what does medichin mean? You're allowed to dip it in. So the halacha, it means in a klisheni. If you poured the water out of the original pot where the water was cooked into a second kli, that's called a kli sheni. We hold that's not mevashel. Therefore, you're allowed to dip this raw meat into a kli sheni of hot water. sagt die Mishnah, chutz min amliach hayoshin. A chutz, if you have an old salty fish that's a year old, this you're not allowed to even dip into a klisheni. So drashi chutz min amliach yoshin means dog maliach shoshana shova. You have a year old salty fish, or else the kulyis ho'aspanin. So trash, it's also shame dag, a name of a fish. People eat it just with its salting. If you salt the fish, then all you have to do is just dip it into hot water. Now, these type of fish, even to dip it into hot water that's only in the kli sheni, still it's osur. Why? Is that the Mishnah? Why? Zuhi gemar malachta. Because this is the way you cook it to make it roi teeth. This is the Gemara Melocha, and the Gemara will say that you chayiv chattis for this. This is all you need to make this fish edible, is just to dip it into a kli sheni. So since that's what you need to make it edible, that's called its bishul. Melech and issur midiraisa to even soak this fish, just dip this fish into hot water on Shabbos. So the Gemara could go in mai. So Drashi, what does that mean? Where's the case that you cook something before Shabbos, and now on Shabbos you should want again let it soak in hot water? Like, it's not mashmas tam, your purpose is just warming it up. It's mashmas, your purpose is like to let it soak more and more and more. Like, for what purpose do you have to let it soak more if it was already cooked before Shabbos? What's the purpose letting it being soaked more in hot water on Shabbos? Omer Rav Papa, Kogern Tana Goyelta, the Rav Abba. The chicken of Rababa. Yes, what does that mean, Zatrashi? Mivashlo, they used to cook it before Shabbos, Vishoroi, so Yom Rabin. They would let it soak a long time, a few days, Bechamen in hot water, Limchois Mileha, that it should be dissolved, Vioichlo Lurafua. It was a type of a food, vice versa, it didn't taste so good, but it was healthy, good for Rafua. That's what you used to eat it. So the Gemara of Yom Rav Safra, Zim Nechod, the one tarnik lois lost, I went to visit them. The Yoichlon Minay, and they gave me to eat from it. And it was so bad that Vi Loi Rav Abba, if not for Rav Abba, the Ashkin Chamra, they gave me to drink wine, Bat Losa, 3 years old, a tarfi, if this nisa, I would have got sick from it. Strashi Bat Losa, tarfi, Ben Gimel Shomen, it's nusa, yistin nenes, lahakia mach mismis. Now I got sick, but I would have had a vomited because it was so mias, this type of chicken that was soaking in the water so long. So the kitzah wasn't the most geschmackes food to eat, but they used to do it for refuah. And it's not osur, even though it's osur to make refuah, mistam, because here it's not mukhamilse that's being done l'shem refuah. Gefort is chicken, gefort is a food that you could eat. So therefore it's mutter to do it, and it's mutter to eat it, and it's even mutter to share it, let it soak in the hot water on Shabbos. So the more Rabbi Yochanan Rayik mikutach de bavloi. Means whenever he mentioned the word kutach habavloi, that was a special type of a dish they used to dip their food into, he would have to spit. Trashi rokik mituchor de bavloi kishazoichroi, shoyimoyis bienef, since it was so meas in his eyes, when he remembered about it, he had to spit. Amar Rav Yosef, v'livra kanan, we also should have to spit mitanagol to the rababa. Whenever I remember that chicken that I ate by rababa, I'd also have to spit. V'yoyda amarav, gaza. Zim nochod, the one time Mikloyes lost him, I went there. V'yav this kutuch the bavloi, I made a kutuch habavloi, and vice versa, wasn't so bad. And shile minei kol briche marova. All the sick people of marova asked me to eat from it. Shasham Rav Yosef kosher hoye beinav. It's not so bad, Bainai. Shar b'nei Merova, and the other eyes of the people of Merova. Why? Because he went there, and all the Rashi, Berichim means Cholim. All the sick people went to ask him to give me some. Vice versa, it was a refu, it was good for them. So the Moravaita, Kol Shloi Bo Bechamin, something that was not cooked before Shabbos, so you're not allowed to cook it on Shabbos, but Hoidochi is Mutter. Ma'ashen came the salty fish. Here you're not allowed to even dip it into a klisheni. For the Gemara Hadiach Mai, what's going to be if you do dip it into a klisheni? What's going to be the locha? So Rashi Hadiach Kulias Mai, the salty fish that you dip into hot water, what's the locha? Omer Rabbi Yosef Vishino Hadiach Chayev Chattis. It's like a Chayev Chattis word. So Rashi the heavy bishul, because this is its bishul. Omer Ma Bere de Ravino Afanan Nami Tanina. We also learned like this, that if you dip this salty fish into hot water, you chayev chattis. Why? Because the Mishnah says, Chutz mimaliach yoshin. You're not allowed to dip. You are allowed to dip into a klisheni chutz, except the salty fish, makulia sospan, this type of a fish. And the Mishnah says, Shat choson zuhi gemar malachton. The dipping of this fish into hot water, that's called the gemar malachton, which is mashma, that's a malocha. That's the gemar malocha, that's the malocha bishom. Shema mina, that if you do it, you take a chayiv chatis. So the Mora Yosef Rabbi Chiya Baraba. Rabbi Chiya Baraba was sitting. Rabbi Asi Kaimei, the Rabbi Yechon. They were sitting in front of Rabbi Yechon. For Yosef Rabbi Yechon would come and anim. Rabbi Yechon was like dozing off. Is Omalei Rabbi Chiya Baraba the Rabasi. So in the meantime, Rabbi Chiya Baraba asked Rabasi. He asked him a few shaylas. Mifnei ma oifos sheba bovel shmenim. How come the birds in bovel are fat? Omalei, so he answered him back. He was matchim. No, they're not so fat, the birds in Bavel. I'll show you in the midbaraza that the birds are even fatter. Trash mifnei ma oifesh of Bavel shmeinim michel eretz Yisrael. How come they're fatter than the birds in Eretz Yisrael? Klach lech lecho el shekitzu aloshin. The midbaraza vohi meyeretz Yisrael. So I'll show you wrong. Even the birds in Eretz Yisrael were also fatter. Ask him another shayla. Mifneima moyadim sheba bovel smechem. How come when it comes Yom Tov in bovel, everybody's very happy? The Teresi answered back, Mifnei shein aniyim, because they're very poor. So Trashi, regilim lismeach b'moyadim. Yoyser meret Yisrael. In bovel, they were more happy on Yom Tov than in Eretz Yisrael. How come? So he answered him back, Mifnei shein aniyim. V'chol ha'ashona ein lehem simcha b'maychel b'mishter. The whole year they don't enjoy, have such happiness by eating and drinking. So no, they can't afford it. V'ein lehem margoyim m'locha. They don't have rest from work. They're poor, they have to work a lot. The fikach b'moyadim koel simchosim. When it came to moyadim, there they are very happy. They had a lot of simcha and their moyadim. Faita, next question he asked him was, Mifneima talmidei chachamim shebabovel mitzuyonim. How come talmidei chachamim bovel have to dress very nicely? They're mitzuyonim. Rashi, mitzuyonim means atzmon belavushim noyim. How come they dress special clothing? He answered back, lefi sheinim b'nei Torah. Because the people around there are not b'nei Torah. So Rashi learns, kol kach lechavdom kipnei Eretz Yisrael. If the people in bovel weren't machshiv Torah, so they wouldn't give them COVID the same way the b'nei Eretz Yisrael gave talmidei chachamim COVID. Therefore, machmas teroschem is mechab denoisem machmas levushayim shenirin chashuvim. Therefore, akopon, they had a dress to look choshev that people should give them covered machmas del malbush. So the chur wasn't al gaiva, but they wanted them to give them covered after kveid hatorah, after kveid hatorah that they had. So they wouldn't do it, so therefore they dressed up nicely. So akopon, they were machshuv them after dressing. Faita, mifnei ma roiv dekachovim mezuamim. How come goyim stink? Have zuama. The teretism of nei shoichlim shkots from moshim. He answered them back because they eat lobsters, they eat shkots from moshim, that makes the body a special odor that they stink. So now that Gemara is oye behu Rabbi Yechon. Rabbi Yechon was dozing off before, now he woke up. And vice versa, he didn't like these terutzim that they gave. Is omelus, Rabbi Yechon told them, darbeki, kleine kindlich, lekach amati lechem, didn't I already tell you? The Pasuk says, emolo chochma chosiyat, tell your sister, tell chochma, she's your sister. What does that mean? In borolocho adovaka choscho. If what you want to answer is borrow, it's 100% right by you, like you know your sister, she asulucho, like you know that your sister is also to you, omru. Then say it over. If you're 100% right what you're saying, you think you're right, say it. If you're not 100% that what you're saying is right, leitomru, don't say it. In other words, he didn't like the answer they gave him. Is omrule, they told him, which one of these terutzim didn't you like? So why from all of them? He went through them. We asked, Mifneima oifesh sheba bovel shemeinim. You asked, why are the oifesh and bovel fat? The teretz is, Mifnei shele golu. Because those oifesh didn't have to go into golus. Therefore, they didn't get skinny from golus. Shenema the posik says, Shanan moyav minoruf. Moyav was resting. Veshokatu el shmorav. And he was very at peace. Uvagoy loy holach. He didn't have to go into golus. Vihochem known the golu. How do we know that the birds of Eretz Yisrael did go into golus? Titania of Yudhuaymer. Nun bei shone loy over ish Yehuda. For 52 years, no person walked through Yehuda. Why not? Because that was the Zman HaGolus. So you see that they were in Golus and they didn't walk through there. Yeshine Mother Posik says, Alohorim Meso Bechi Benehi, Miefa Shemaim Viyad Behema Nodadu Holochu. Swidashin Behema is Begamatria Hamishim Mutaratin, 52, heavy. Om Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Yechanan, Kulam Chazu, all the animals went back to Eretz Yisrael, Chutz Mikulus Aspanas, Achutz from this fish. The Yomar Rav, Hani Madre de Bovel, his the waters of Bovel, Mahadri Mayalei Notim, the waters went back to Ainotim, and there was a stream was going upwards. Fahai, this fish, Kipun the Loishara Shidri, since it didn't have a good backbone, Loimotzi Solok, it couldn't go up through against the current. Right, against Mifnei Ma, Moedim Shem Bovel, Smech Makam, the happy in Simcha in Bovel, Mifnei Shlo, Hoyul Biesa Clothes, because they weren't proclaimed as clothes. Ksiv the Pasuk says, Vyashavti Kol Moshoise, Chago, Chadoshe, Vyashavti Vchom Yadeo, Ksiv Chadshechem, Radechem, Son of Nafshi, Hoyul Ala Turk. My Hoyul Ala Turk, what does he mean Hashem said was, again, my hobby oil al Torah, what does it mean that the Mu'adim was a Torah for Hashem? Omer Rebbelez, Omer Kodesh Baruch Hu said, Loidayin lo Yisrael, isn't it enough that the Yidin, Shechoytin lefone, they do chatoim in front of me, nor they didn't do simchas yontav l'shem shemayin, nor they did it's time to fill themselves up, ele shematrichin oisi leida ezu gzeir kosher ovi elehim. They bother me, Hashem, that I have to figure which bed a makah I'll bring upon Klal Yisrael. Omer Reb Yitzchak, there wasn't any regal that the army men didn't come into Tzipori to ruin the Simchus Yomtiv. This is the Yonish. There was no Yomtiv that didn't come into Tveria, also the army men to ruin the Yomtiv. Right, next question of Neymar, Tamir Chomish of Bobo Mitzionim. How come Tamir Chomim dressed nicely? The Fishane B'nai Mekoyim, because they don't live home. The Yamrinshi people say, B'mosa Shame B'loy Mosa Tusvi. At home, people know you by name. Not at home, you have to dress nicely. People will mechavad you because you're clothing a koponim. Right, the Apostle says, Haboyim Yashvus Yaakov, Yotzitz Uporach Yisrael. Toner Rabbi Yosef Eil Femir Chomim, Nitzah Femir Chomim, Sheva Bovel and Bovel, Shoysen Sitz in the Prochom of Torah. They make nice blaspheming to Torah. And fighting with Neymar, the Chavim, the Chavim, the Zoom, the Chashvafu, how come going to stink? The Territish, like,